tissue as they investigate the increase in young people being diagnosed with bowel cancer. They will collect tissue samples from patients under the age of 50 to look at whether modern living is to blame for the disease. According to Bowel Cancer Australia, bowel cancer is Australia's deadliest cancer for people aged between 25 and 54. Sunshine Coast Health's Acting Medical Director of Medical Oncology, Michael Allen, said 8 to 10% of patients were now under the age of 40. The $2.5 million research project is funded by the Cancer Council and National Health and Medical Research Council. UniSC cancer biologist Lachlan Fennell said researchers were hopeful of making some findings by the end of the year.
Q Music Interim Chief Executive Christy Ellis has said the homegrown initiative recognized something that Q Music has long championed for. Quote, getting a Queensland artist on the bill for a stadium and for a stadium show is a career-changing opportunity. The homegrown initiative gives touring acts a real incentive to make that happen. Ellis said the expansion of Queensland on Tour, an already existing initiative delivered in partnership with Q Music, will connect artists with national promoters and regional touring opportunities. Q Music is welcoming the commitment to licensing and fee reforms for grassroots venues. Nightlife Report identified as the entry point for all emerging musicians, but it is still under financial and regulatory pressures.
In national news, a spreadsheet leaked to the public has shown the Victorian Liberal Party has registered two former members and one dead person as pre-selectors for Western Victoria seat of Ripon. One of the former members on the sheet was John Turnell, who had been mistakenly reported dead by the Liberal Party after his resignation. He said he had received an email to confirm his selection as a delegate to attend the Ripon pre-selection convention. Associate Professor at Deakin University Parliamentary Research Unit, Ken Cogle, said inaccurate pre-selection lists reflected poor party governance. It's really important to have the comprehensive, accurate list that had been checked thoroughly before any pre-selection goes ahead, he said.
Swiping your face card could become a reality as facial recognition technology is emerging in Australia. AFL clubs like the Geelong Football Club are now allowing members the option to use facial verification instead of paper or digital tickets at express lane entry points. The technology, already used for American NFL events, is owned by U.S. company Wicket and is being provided to AFL clubs through Ticketmaster. Some sports fans view the update as a solution to crowd congestion and wait times, while others are concerned for the protection of their privacy. Ticketmaster has said that it is the choice of clubs whether they want to implement the technology and promised that the data will be deleted at the end of the season. Wicket said that the biometric data is owned by the venue and clubs, not the company or ticketing partners. Lauren Perry, a responsible technology expert at the University of Technology Sydney, said, quote, under the Australian Privacy Act, in order to use facial recognition, you do need that consent. If the technology is linked to these other incentives, then actually there is a little bit of coercion that's happening there.
And in international news, Language of India's perpetually online youth population has reached the older institutions. The youth-led protest movement has forced the resignation of Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan, while India's parliament found itself speaking the protesters' language. Words like Delulu, FOMO and Clocket were used. Until recently, these words belonged to social media comment sections and meme pages. On Tuesday, they echoed around India's lower house of parliament. Congress leader Dipender Singh Hooda invoked a viral protest using the catchphrase Vastagana Huya, the deliberately nonsensical meme popularized using the demonstrations to poke fun at the government. The protest became reels within hours, millions of views and pulling more young people to the streets. The government's response unfolded on the same platforms, while opposition leaders later mocked the efforts in parliament, saying, quote, it was easier to change camera angles than answer students' concerns.
And for your weather today, Brisbane's mostly sunny. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. Fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news at 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
So thank you very much, Zedliners. My name's Costa Zulio. You're listening to Talking Zeds on 102.1. We've been having a bit of a chat with Francis Leach. I caught up with Francis a little bit earlier in the week, and we've been talking about some of his music, some of the, what he's been into musically, what it, some of the interviews he's done. This hour, we're going to have a bit more of a chat about where he's been working. He worked in the Senate. We're going to hear music from regurgitator, Courtney Barnett, and hopefully we'll get a chance to put the Joy Division song in there as well. But we were talking about the 3 hours of power before the news, before the Z-lines, and I began by asking Frank for this one. When did he know it was time to hang up the ceremonial codpiece?
Well, Costa, your true self will come calling at some point. And for me, it was, what year was it? Was it 95, maybe?